You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In Massachusetts, another machete story to share with you this morning. It's the year of the machete. Yeah. A machete-wielding woman is accused of slashing three men outside a hotel in Sharon, Massachusetts. What happened here? Let's get the story now from WHDH-TV.
Police say everyone involved was soaked in blood after this ferocious fight here in the parking lot of this hotel here in Sharon. They say a woman viciously attacked three men with a machete, slashing at everything in front of her.
Allison Maitland, her face bruised and swollen after the bloody brawl. Police say the 34-year-old Hanson woman attacked three men with a machete outside the Best Western Hotel in Sharon around 1:30 Sunday morning.
Beautiful. One of the victims was laying on a bench, essentially bleeding to death.
Police say the three men who had been to a wedding earlier were in the hotel parking lot when Maitland and her boyfriend drove up and parked nearby.
The wedding guests had heard some noises that they described as sexual in nature coming from the defendant's vehicle. One of the individuals made a comment to the effect of, get a room.
Investigators say that led to angry words and a fist fight between Maitland's boyfriend and one of the wedding guests. Police say that's when Maitland got out of the car with a 12-inch long machete and attacked the three men.
She began slashing it. She did slash one of the victims in the wrist, another one in the neck. Our wives was present and did observe the incident. She did faint due to the trauma that she was observing.
The three men were rushed to Boston Medical Center. Maitland's sister, who left the court in tears, says Maitland may have mental health issues. Maitland's attorney says she claims she was trying to protect her boyfriend.
She's saying that there were multiple males kicking her boyfriend on the ground and that she felt she needed to defend him from being killed.
Maitland is being held without bail until a dangerousness hearing and a mental health evaluation on Friday. All three men are said to be okay, and we're told that a Sharon police officer actually saved one of the victims, the alleged victim's lives, by putting a tourniquet around his wrist to stop his bleeding.
God, that lady just hacked them all.
She went for it. She went for the wrist and the neck.
Yeah. She went for it, all right.
Don't piss off a big lady Maitland.
Interrupted me during sex, huh?
What a crazy group.
Holy hell.
I was about to do reverse cowgirl.
No, I was going to get off then.
Get off.
Just about to get good.
Yeah. Do all big ladies carry machetes when they meet?
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
I carry for two reasons, protection and to slice ham.
Slice ham. I think it's really to slice ham.
Yeah, it's more for ham.
You never know when you get a slice of ham.
That's a machete. I just call it my ham knife.
You know it was a machete.
There was a ham right next to that machete.
You know, exactly. She took it out of the ham.
Yeah, that's right. Let me get my ham knife.
It's a machete, man.
Yeah.
Ham knife. I like calling it just a ham knife.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get the ham knife.
Look out. She's got a ham knife.
Smells like ham.
Oh, yeah.
Tastes of salty, delicious.
Yeah.
Salty, delicious vengeance coming right up.
I mean, I do, like, we've seen some machete videos before.
Yeah.
And if no wonder that girl who just took it in, she's like just a wedding guest or whatever. She just fainted because you open up like it's...
You slice through people like butter with them.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like I saw a machete that was like basically had cut from the guy's shoulder right to about the middle of him.
Yeah.
And he's running around.
Yeah, he's running around still. Not for long.
Somebody was like, dude, chill out. You got a machete in you. What are you doing?
It's just my ham knife.
You could see how someone would pass out from that, though.
Yeah. I'd pass out if I saw a big fat lady that's probably half nude.
In the middle of sex.
You're right.
With a machete. Yeah. With her ham knife.
Yeah, just let her finish. She's going to get that ham knife.
Exactly.
Get a room. They were probably just drunk and joking around, right? Get my ham sword.
I like calling it a sword.
Yeah.
Where's my meat sword?
Be careful.
All the meats.
The big lady that you aggravate.
Yeah.
Just ignore. Don't say anything.
Well, and she'll protect her man. I mean, a big lady will protect her man.
I guess they were saying there's footage so that her story may not hold up.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think they'll release the footage? Because that's wild, isn't it?
Oh, if you could see the footage of the big lady jumping off that guy's dong and attacking.
Oh. I bet she's got one of those little boyfriends, too.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
It's all right. Stay back, hon. I got to come on here.
Yeah, they don't, obviously, no pictures of her boyfriend. He wasn't charged with anything. Did he just stand back and watch her slice people with her ham knife?
I guess.
Her boyfriend? Well, he finally got a shot out of him, right?
Well, no, that's what they're claiming, but someone else said that the footage won't show that.
Oh.
Like, that's her defense.
Yeah.
That her boyfriend was being kicked and she was acting in self-defense. But they say in the footage, it doesn't appear to show that.
Yeah, so she's just nuts. She's a gross, gross woman.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Yeah, seeing somebody get hacked up with a machete would make me pass out.
Andy, you okay?
I'm ready for it.
No.
Like the live show?
No.
No, my
goodness. I can watch a video, but
seeing it in person would be a totally different thing. You're absolutely right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
To me, this screams run far away. But a very successful 56-year-old female realtor in New York City, I guess she's had trouble finding men. So she's now running ads in New York taxis looking for a date. Here's a copy of her ad that plays in taxis across New York City.
Hi, I'm Ann Villanane, a.k.a. Andy Gets It Done, and I have managed to sell billions of dollars worth of New York City real estate, but the one thing I haven't been able to get done is to find a wonderful single divorced dad to remarry. You would think it's easy, but it's not. So if you're a gentleman with a kind and generous soul, and you love your mother, but you still don't live with her, and can appreciate a 56-year-old fit and fabulous woman, feel free to give me a call. So wish me luck, and enjoy the ride.
You are going to get a ton of psychos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, New York City.
New York City psychos?
Passengers.
I'd never call that chick.
Never in a million years.
I don't like the way she talks.
She's too much.
Is she advertising really for her or just more about her
business? Smart, right?
It's both.
Pretty smart, right?
It's both.
But I mean, she just now gets her name out there all across the nation because she's doing this, right?
I think it's more for money than love, for sure.
Yeah.
That's the motivator. It's always money.
She said she wants a guy who doesn't take himself too seriously. The perfect guy would be emotionally, physically, and financially healthy and a good human being. She'd prefer he be divorced because she says typically that's someone who gets it in terms of what it takes to be in a relationship. She herself got divorced 15 years ago. She says her daughters, 18 and 19, are totally embarrassed by the ad, but she doesn't care. She said, I've gotten to the age where I really don't care what other people think. I'm 56, so any day that I'm able to move is a good day. She currently holds a listing for a multi-residence compound. It's 12 bedrooms, a 50-foot-long swimming pool, and tennis courts. So she's obviously like a millionaire.
Is she like a mogul?
It's Bruce Willis's country home. She's selling for $7.5
million. Yeah, so that's he's got some dough.
Yeah.
She should hook up with this guy that's on that annoying Match.com commercial that just goes, I'm looking for a woman that's trusting, funny, and kind.
And then he skateboards.
Yeah. Skateboards? I don't know.
It's like you're 56 years old. Get off the skateboard.
Yeah, get off the skateboard.
Maybe grow up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you don't got a chick. Stupid bastard.
I was thinking that lady should go on Match.com. So.
I hate that guy on that commercial. He irritates me. I'm full of hate.
There's a lot of commercials that
drive me nuts.
Yeah, you make you.
Well, there was one of those match ones that had like a little blonde girl on it too.
That's the one right there.
Yeah, this one.
This is it here.
Hey everyone, I'm Taylor.
I'm Catherine. Hi, I'm Courtney.
What I'm looking for.
Oh, they younged it up. They got rid of the old guy.
Explore, not a game player. I like nice guys.
Looking for a real relationship.
Looking for somebody that's 15, 20, and kind.
Those people don't need to be on Match.com.
No, like that chick was single for 1.5 seconds. No.
Yeah, right. She's like, I'm not a game player. Like, okay, you're on a Match.com commercial. Yeah.
I don't know.
See the skateboarder guy. Older skateboarder guy.
Yeah, no, they must have took him. People probably complained. Because I would have.
People probably complained. I got a problem with your
name. What's wrong with me? Somebody help me. What's wrong with me? Why do I like have such contempt for people in commercials?
I know you do, though.
I hate them.
It's a whole category.
It's
with
like glimpses into their perfect, these fake perfect lives.
But they, they're just acting. Yeah. It's not real. But yet you take it personally.
I don't like their faces.
Yeah.
What was the other commercial?
That Jardians guy. I hate that guy.
Yeah, the Jardians guy. You really had
the Jardians man in that thing. Those are melting wieners off people, that Jardians
guy. I know.
You had strong dislike for him.
Yeah. I'm usually right.
I can't believe they don't have it on.
I'm glad you at least know what I'm talking about, because there's this annoying dude on it. He's like,
just looking for a woman that's trusting, funny, and kind, and I skateboard, and I'm cool.
Shut up.
Yeah, they don't seem to have it here online.
Yeah, no, they got rid of it. Good. I hope he gets no residuals.
Well, you know, it's crazy because I haven't seen even that, the one with the blonde girl, I haven't seen that one on TV in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like, it's
I see it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I must run in those circles.
Mm. No, I've seen other match commercials, but they're not.
Is this it? Is it Jonathan?
I'm not afraid to get older.
What's the shoes on?
I just
had
my birthday. I'm not afraid to get older. I'm a kid at heart. I'm looking for a woman who's trusting, funny, and loving.
Looking for a real relationship.
I'm on Match to find a real connection with
someone. They spruced it up, too. That's not even that's not even the original one. So sick of him skateboarding.
Don't blame me for that. I didn't see that one.
So you hate Jonathan.
I don't like Jonathan.
Okay. Is he looking for women?
Yeah,
I got the same thing there.
Looking for a woman who's trusting, funny.
Yeah, he did say woman.
I mean,
he hasn't figured it out yet.
Got to put some shoes on, man.
He just hasn't figured it out yet.
Hate barefooted dudes.
I'm just looking for a woman with a penis.
Trusting,
funny, and
funny and kind.
I just had my birthday. I'm not afraid to get older. I'm a kid at heart.
If I took a picture of myself barefoot in a tree.
Look, he's having a picnic by himself. You're a psychopath, Jonathan. You need to get out of it. You're sully in the gene pool, bub.
He's not a psychopath. He's something.
Climbing trees? Get out of there.
He's climbing trees barefoot in pants. He's having a picnic.
Imagine taking a picture of me climbing a tree.
I want to.
Oh my God, yes.
I have a tree. I'll have you posing.
Chuck.
Oh,
amazing.
He's trusting.
That is the gayest shot you ever take of yourself. Like, don't put that on a site where you're looking for a chick.
Yeah.
No.
If you wanted to take a picture like that, I'd be like, Chuck, no!
Dude, I got a couple of pictures I'm trying to decide between. I've got this one of me in white pants, barefoot, in a tree.
No, don't do that
one. You don't like that one?
About the one of him at a picnic by himself?
Picnic by myself.
Solo picnic. Yeah, yeah, that'll make the ladies just come knocking.
Yeah. And also, I made a small video of me skateboarding.
Oh, very cool. You're so hip.
Yeah, don't do it, Jonathan.
I'm looking for a woman who's trusting, and loving.
Looking for a real relationship?
I'm on Match to find a real connection with someone.
Check out Match right now for free.
Jonathan.
I don't like him.
I don't like him. It is funny, though. Man, I got problems.
Yeah, you do. He's going to let it go. He's going to let it go. Jonathan will live his own fake life there.
Yeah, I don't want him to.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because I think you're not alone. I think a lot of people, because I think people hate all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I think people hate the blonde girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I like nice
annoying,
guys.
Right.
Yeah, like they hate them all.
Oh, some people hate the Jardians guy, too. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for weighing
Someone shares your hatred for the woman who smiles with her mouth open in the Chevy family reunion commercials.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't recall her.
I must not watch a lot of TV with commercials.
I'm just too lazy to, like, I'm watching live TV all the time because I forget the DVR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a lot of commercials.
Well, that's where I see all mine is when I've DVR'd stuff.
Yeah.
I guess.
Someone's 37 and skateboards and you just made them sad.
Well, 37.
You're not 55 years old.
45.
Do you have picnics by yourself and climb trees barefoot and chinos?
To be honest, though, at 37, you should be thinking about
Yeah, I know.
Stop hitting the skate park, right? Tony Hawk?
Yeah, only Tony Hawk can do
isn't
it.
He in his 50s?
Even still, yeah. I mean, I think he only does it a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Can't do it like that when you're old.
Oh, there's the woman who smiles with her mouth open.
Oh, God.
She's right there in the corner. I see her. It comes up as soon as you Google that.
I'm here with the Cortezes, Lawson, Carnivales, at their family reunion to
show
them.
Oh, yeah.
Which
one on the right?
Which one?
It's either one
of them, but it's
both of them.
It's the one on the right.
To show them the family.
Oh.
My God.
My
God.
I don't like what the commercial makers
view
as. Well, regular life.
What was the commercial? There was like a jewelry commercial where they made their every employee creepily wave
at the end.
Oh, God. Like a horror movie?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Every
it's a local
like,
wave.
It is a local wave. There's like 25, 30 people all waving the same way, right?
It's slow and fake.
Slow waving.
Like a local jewelry emporium.
Yeah,
like very slow and fake.
I didn't like that either.
Mm-mm. Like robots.
Ugh.
Yeah, if you simply Google woman who smiles with her mouth open in the Chevy family reunion commercial, that comes up right away. She's right there. I think she's getting ready to talk, right?
She's
and
just
it affected
excited.
Her.
Yeah.
It's something. You think they had an argument later that day where he was like, "Well, yeah, well, you smile with your goddamn mouth open."
Way to go, Martha. You ruined it.
Karen on our spot. Everybody sees your mouth. Weird ass.
I'm here with the Cortezes, Lawson, Carnivales. At their family
you ruined the Carnivale name.
The family of Chevy SUVs.
The Carnivales.
I bet she doesn't do that anymore.
I bet she doesn't. I bet she doesn't even smile anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't even smile.
Took away the smile.
I hope she's still with us.
She's just sad now.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Karen
her out of the Carnivale.
Whatever her name is. That woman with the blank expression
everywhere.
With the crap-eating open-mouth smile. People online hate her.
Yeah. Oh,
people do.
Wow.
There's a lot of
poor
people
lady.
Like me.
Commercials you're currently hating.
That's incredible.
That's funny.
Yeah, like sometimes they just play too much sometimes for you, and then you just are like, yeah, now I hate you.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I feel like it's a double-edged sword for an actor.
Yeah.
That Jardians guy, man. Mm-mm.
People hate the Trivago guy, the Wayfair commercials. A lot of people don't like that open smile girl in the Chevy commercials.
That open smile
she keeps coming
I've
up.
I've never seen that before or noticed.
I never noticed it either.
So many people hate the Match.com commercial with a girl who says, come find me.
Yeah. Mm. Come find me. No, that's stalking and illegal. I'm not going to come find you.
That's the blonde girl, I think.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yeah, I think she's like, come find me.
I'm quirky because I've got a hat.
Yeah, the hat thing.
Yeah.
The hat annoys me.
I know.
Yeah, right there. That's
her. That's the one we watched.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Hi, I'm Courtney. I've been single for a long time.
No, you haven't.
I'm always traveling.
Looking for a real relationship.
By Italian
I love meeting new people.
Yeah,
exactly.
All
I'm not
over
a game
the
player.
World.
I like nice guys. So if you're out there, come find me. Check out Match right now.
Come find me.
Yeah, I don't like the way she says it.
Wow, there's a ton of hatred for her.
Yeah. I don't like any of those people.
The dumb bitch in the depression commercial that doesn't know how to peel a banana.
Oh, my God.
What? I don't know.
Is it for a drug, I think, an antidepressant?
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
chick's like, she's having, like, it's getting to her, like, peeling a banana.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Life's too hard, she can't peel a banana?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever find it.
No.
That's too much. Not enough information there, I don't
think.
What? Well, she can't peel a banana. This is it. That's her, right?
I don't know.
That looks like a stock photo.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's incredible,
That has pissed people off.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like this the commercial where there's like a bladder is like walking with a lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like it's controlling her life.
Yeah, the cartoon bladder.
Yeah, the cartoon bladder.
What's that? That's for a drug too, right?
Yeah. And then there's a one for a Crohn's disease drug or whatever where this guy's like,
"Hi, I'm Courtney."
Oh, Courtney, go away.
God damn it, Courtney. Stop.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That, no, it's like a little, it almost looks like a,
it's like a
walking kidney bean.
Digital pink bladder.
Yeah.
And it's having problems. Bladder problems.
Yes, it does. And she's,
they hold hands. She holds hands
she keeps
with her bladder.
Pissing herself and stuff. And that's her issue, isn't it?
How did they explain that to her to be able to do that? So they were like, listen, Karen, for this next scene,
Karen, it's just Karen now.
Imagine, imagine what this is going to be. It's going to be a 2-foot bladder with legs and a face. A
smiley little face, but he's ruining your life.
He's like really got control of you. Remember, grab him by his little hand.
Yeah, he's going to drag you into the bathroom where you're going to, or you're going to piss yourself. So really try and find
Karen! Karen. Did you do that bladder walk again?
That's doesn't. I don't believe you. I just don't believe it.
Is it my Birtec?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's a little. That's
a little that thing. Right there.
A little bladder. A little bladder.
A little bladder, man.
A little creepy bladder.
Texas. See it? Does it walk hand in hand?
Oh God, I got a pass.
I thought that was a legit commercial for
sex. Oh, yeah. Dragging her to the bathroom. Oh, come on.
Going to the doctor. Take charge and ask your doctor about
it. I'm just a bladder. That's normal.
Come on, seriously. Come on.
Come on, you gotta pee, dude. Trust me, I'm your bladder.
Like, I know. Like,
you
I'm
should
full.
Let me be the voice of the bladder.
Oh, yeah. The voice of the bladder would be amazing. Great. They should put a voice in there.
If what are you doing trying to look at deers? You gotta go pee. Get in there. You're gonna piss all over yourself. Restroom's over this way. Jesus. Come on, John. Why would you drink that much beer? You're gonna piss in front of your man.
There's no time.
Fine. To argue with me if you want. I always win. Yeah, I told you. Stupid ass. Doctor says, too. Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
So glad we don't got to. We're in the mountains right now. At least we can piss outside. Am I right, old friend?
Andy the talking bladder.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Sick of this. Just get some salt or something. Stop drinking so much. What are you doing?
Yeah, commercials we hate.
Taking niacin pills.
Oh, people hate everything.
You know, I used to hate, the progressive thing came up, and there was like a little guy that they use. He was kind of like an annoying guy.
For
the progressive, Flo is in it, and there's another guy that stars
guy.
With her.
Yeah.
And
the
I didn't,
guy, Jamie.
I didn't like Jamie. I didn't like him. But then they did the one where he like sings and has like the hot, super hot wife in the big house.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, ha, well, that, I don't know. I don't mind him now.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the one where he's trying to boss the kid around to eat more carrots.
Oh, they're terrible, eggs. Terrible.
He's turning it around though, that Jamie.
He's trying.
He's got, there's some better stuff. I like him well beyond the Jardians guy. He's got,
yeah, true.
Someone hates the girl in the laxative commercial for Sennacot.
Is that the one where like her dude's like, hey, what's this? And she's like, that's because I get constipated a lot.
You know every commercial, Andy. How do you know every commercial? I don't know any of these.
Is that the one?
Yeah, you're like,
that's it right
that's
there.
It, man, that's it.
What he's are these, babe? It. Oh, that's because I have horrible constipation.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
That's the reaction?
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. Oh, what's this?
Sennacot. Hey, what's this?
Sennacot is a laxative. Sometimes I get constipated.
Really?
God.
Let's have sex. Sennacot
uses a natural vegetable laxative ingredient. That matters to me. And it usually works overnight.
Hmm. You're just full of crap.
Glad you say it regular, babe. It's very cool.
That's nice.
Do they play these in the news a lot or something?
That must be what it is.
You watch a lot of news?
I watch a lot of news.
Sorry. But my first dates can be a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. Kind of like my constipation. I am so backed up.
Jesus.
Believe me, I've been trying.
Sennacot's natural vegetable laxative ingredient means occasional constipation won't be on your mind.
Did I make it?
I don't want to know any girl.
Oh, no.
Is constipated.
Say no more to occasional constipation.
I don't want to know any guy is. I don't want to talk of that.
We should always keep our constipation to ourselves.
Yep. Yeah.
Sennacot. Just be there for us when we need you.
I can't even imagine it, really.
Could you imagine?
Hey, what's going on? What's
this, babe? That's for my horrible constipation. I'm pooping Buicks.
It's a tight squeeze.
I haven't pooped in weeks. Man, oh man.
It's really stressing me out, babe.
Like the Hoover Dam back there.
The Buick commercial? Your Buick doesn't have a roof rack?
Oh, yeah. They're like, it's your Buick? It's like the chick with a surfboard.
Oh,
Buick doesn't
yeah.
have a roof rack.
Doesn't have a roof rack.
That's my Buick.
They're trying to young it up. The Buick.
Yeah, yeah. They've been trying.
Oh, no. That's
yeah, not different
the,
one.
This is the one right there. Oh. It's the same one.
Huh? Oh, okay.
It'll switch to
Buick?
It.
Yep.
That's my Buick.
Your Buick doesn't have a roof rack or a roof. This is my Buick.
Yeah, they don't like that girl.
Yeah.
Your Buick doesn't have a roof rack.
Yeah, she's not very natural at acting.
Yeah, it was bad delivery.
Yeah, very
just
bad.
Found
Karen,
two surfers.
I would have like, I'd have gotten out of my director's chair and be like, God, you're botching it. What are you doing?
One more time.
You suck. Your Buick doesn't have a roof rack.
Your Buick doesn't have a roof rack. Do it, or we'll get somebody else, Karen.
One more time.
All right. Your Buick doesn't have a roof rack.
That's it. Somebody get her off of my set. Get her off of my set. Take the surfboard. Give it up. You'll be paid scale. Yeah. Half an hour work.
Someone says you got to look up Erica Can't Poop.
That one sounds
Erica
familiar.
Can't Poop.
Oh, no.
I like the sounds of that.
Oh,
poor Erica.
Those are the three craziest words ever put together.
Erica Can't Poop.
Oh.
I think I've seen her, too.
Have you seen her?
Hi, I'm Erica, and I take Movantik for OIC, opioid-induced constipation.
Erica Can't Poop.
Hey. Oh, I never seen
oh this guy's like it's like a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, it's not real.
No.
Yeah, that's not real.
Oh,
Erica can't hold it in.
Yeah, they're just. I think it is what it is, though. I watch a lot of like news stuff, and yeah. I think that like you know old people they got.
Do you watch evening news or
watch daytime news?
Daytime news.
Oh, so that's the only old people. That
yeah, like it's I'm all just all watching
commercials.
Yeah, it's all that stuff. So it gets
you and grandmas.
Yeah, me and grandmas. Yeah. I watch the same commercials as grandmas.
Yeah,
I know what products they
it's
need.
It's a commercial where the lady says, "What's a computer?"
Jesus Christ! I haven't seen that one. I do. It's like Dave's jingle thing, but I have commercials.
Yeah, you got commercial-itis. I got jingle-itis. If it doesn't have a jingle in, I'll never remember it. I only remember the ones with jingles. Look up band ketchup commercial. The weirdo from the eHarmony commercial.
What was it?
Oh, like the old guy from eHarmony. That guy just, he's just, that's why I made eHarmony.
that guy was creepy.
Yeah.
He was like, it's all about compatibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me look into your love life.
This is the one.
See you tonight. Wall is thin,
can't get in, but you're running for. Yeah, this is an older one.
This isn't the What's a Computer?
What did your mom say?
There he is.
It's like one second.
I guess it's
these Apple commercials with these songs.
I don't have time.
Yeah, all the Apple commercials are just it's like you're going to some kind of alternative band concert.
Yeah.
It's always people in hoodies.
Yeah.
This is an Apple commercial. Did you bring your hoodie?
You can't be in it then.
What about your crazy bicycle?
The dancing old guy commercial for Six Flags. Oh, that's creepy, too. Isn't it like a young guy dressed as an old guy?
I don't know. I've never seen that one.
That's the older ones.
Mine are all drug commercials.
How sexy are these elbows, guy?
Oh, that's I know that one.
Here we go.
It's the, okay. What is it called? The psoriasis. It's
psoriasis. Yeah, there's a lot of psoriasis
still, that's
stuff
like a,
out there.
Yeah.
It's older that's people. An older people focused. Kind of thing. This
guy
looks like
goes,
it's been,
look at these elbows. There's
looks
this experimental
like it's been taped off the
Cindy Lauper's in all these
elbows. Yeah, they're talking. Can't.
All right, they're celebrating clear skin.
Jesus,
who isn't?
Gary.
Well, commercials piss us off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A couple of things from the outer space.
Outer space.
From the outer space.
This time we go looking out there into the outer space.
The outer space.
Let's go to the outer space.
Space.
Unless you've been under a rock, you know that on September 20th, the eyes of the world will be on Area 51 in Nevada. For some time, there's the thrill of possibly seeing an alien. For some people, rather. For others, there's the thrill of seeing some jackass get shot by the military because... They'll follow through with that storming plan. Either way, interest in aliens is higher than it's been in decades. Mm-hmm. And there's a dude named Mike St. Lawrence who's prepared to help those who are worried about it. The St. Lawrence Agency is located in Florida, and they have introduced alien abduction insurance. It's nothing new, though. It's just peaked recently.
Yeah.
They've been selling this since 1987.
That's we talked about it before, right?
Yeah, you can get it.
Yeah.
Like, what if you just, can you just say you got abducted and then get a bunch of money? You got
to
prove it.
You have to prove it. I think what happens is it's like you get abducted and then you get real, you fall right off the deep end.
Oh,
and you have medical bills and.
I think they just take your money.
They're probably just taking your money until they. But it's called insurance.
Yeah.
They do it for everything. They take your money and then tell you how you're not covered.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Anything.
A one-time fee of $24.95. Oh. The coverage is worth up to $10 million.
Very cool.
Also covers outpatient psychiatric care.
That's it. So you got it's if you can only spend it on like getting help.
Yeah.
So it did start as a joke, but now it seems people are taking the whole thing a bit more seriously because they can't keep up with demand for alien abduction insurance.
Yeah.
There are some people who are that dumb that probably think it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Back to the outer space now.
Space! Mm-hmm. Space!
The outer space. This is crazy, and maybe some people knew this, but apparently after Apollo 11, mm-hmm. NASA considered nuking the moon.
Of course. Wonder why.
Following the historic Apollo 11 moon landing in the summer of 1969, NASA was feeling pretty good. It had delivered on President Kennedy's promise to send a man to the moon and return him home safely before the end of the 60s. The space agency literally flying high. So what could they do to top their amazing moon mission? How about blowing up the moon with a nuclear bomb? Yes, NASA wanted to explode a nuclear bomb on the moon's surface as an experiment.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it until you said it.
You ever hear the clip of where they're like, hey, there's our friends are over there. There's a clip of them talking on the moon.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
The story explained that the chief experimental scientist in the Apollo program proposed detonating a bomb on the moon as a way to study the interior of the moon. They had outlined plans to use a 1-to-5 kiloton nuclear bomb on the moon sent up there in an unmanned rocket.
Mm-hmm.
It would be blasted off in November of 1970. What could go wrong with that? Millions of things.
Yeah.
It's a crazy plan.
Yeah, pretty stupid.
Splitting the moon in half? Who needs tides anyway?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't have done anything to the moon.
It would have made just a big crater.
Big crater, yeah. New crater, taking out the alien base.
Right. That's what it would have done.
Made them real mad.
I didn't even think about the alien aspect of that whole story. That's hilarious. It's like, we went to the moon, they get banged. They're like, how was the moon? They're like, you gotta blow it up! It's full of monsters! Exactly. Blow it up! Blow it with the nuclears, man! Yep. Blow it with the nukes!
Yep.
How big a nuke can you make? You guys need to make the biggest one you can do. Shoot a rocket at it. Hit the son of a bitch. Tides, schmides, blow it up! It's a nightmare. You don't know what we saw! You do not know what we saw up there. Gotta kill it all, man.
You ever see the press conference when they got back?
Uh-uh.
And like Neil Armstrong is talking about, and he just looks terrified. And he was like, we were on the moon and, you know, it was a... I mean, the stuff beforehand where he's like, I'm so excited to go to the moon. It's going to be amazing. And then that press conference after they got back and he's like,
it's the moon.
Moon. Things on the moon.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
I think Ancient Aliens has got new episodes now or whatever. I've been watching that.
Oh, well, yeah, that's crazy times.
That stuff, man.
Yeah, that's crazy times.
There's this one guy that talks on there, and he's just like, what if the aliens themselves had flown their rockets to, like, his own inflection somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's alien people. You know, we're weird.
Blow up to them!
We're weird. Us alien people.
They're in the ocean waiting for him to pick them up. You gotta blow it up! Blow it up! Blow it up! Launch it! You don't know what we saw!
Oh, boy!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.